BlogTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number three of the show, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be personal or political, whatever it is that happens to be on your mind, you dial in. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. There's also the email address. Maybe you're just not comfortable getting your voice on this worldwide broadcast here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Or there's a few other ways for you to get interactive with us, and one of those would be the bulletin board system on the website. Our last caller in the last hour was one of our bulletin board participants.
Yes.
We have over 250 participants there. Thousands of posts for you to look through. Check it all out at freetalklive.com. There's also the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have a
very popular page.
Yes, it is. We have a brand new Shriner, as a matter of fact. She is...
Well, we're seeing.
Yep, she is... She's also validated, which means that she has proven herself. She has proven that she listens to Free Talk Live. In her photograph, proves that she is who she says she is. So you can check that out.
Do you think that, like, maybe some big, fat guys were sending us fake pictures at one point or another?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Although I think we filtered out most of the fakes. I think the remainder, because we've got two sections.
I think the fakes should be listed on the fakes page, though.
Yeah.
I really feel
because the fakes are pretty
good fakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were some good fakes. Mm-hmm. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Free State Project is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
So that's real good. That's real nice. That's a real nice live commercial there. Yeah.
They're also a real nice organization. We're proud to be a part of. They're not just sponsors. We are members of the Free State Project. So it's a perfect partnership, in my opinion. Now, we talked about all sorts of things on this show. Everything. We've been all over the map talking about North Korea's haircut regulations to the cops now fingerprinting at traffic stops.
Satanists and hate crimes.
Hate crimes against Satanists.
Yep, hate crimes against Satanists.
And other things as well. So you bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Apparently George W. Bush was interviewed. Speaking of Satanists and religious beliefs and that sort of thing.
Right, right.
Apparently he granted the Washington Times an exclusive interview.
I thought it was the Washington Post.
According to what I read on
there must be another one.
Report website, it was the Washington Times. And in that article, he had a couple of interesting quotes. Now, you had one of the quotes, and I'd actually picked a different quote.
Okay.
So what was your quote? Do you have it in front of you?
I have a quote right here that he had said, make sure that I'm...
This is the president, George W. Bush.
In regards to people doing the job of president of the president, he said, I don't know how anyone can do this job, referring to the presidency of the United States of America, without serving the Lord. And... you know, I understand he's a religious man, and I
guess he is.
Totally respect that. I am, too.
I respect it as long as you keep it to your damn self.
Well, I think that you should be able to talk about it in an interview and that kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
What my problem is that there's this attitude. This vaguely shows, this, you know, behind the ether shows the attitude of Christian Americans who are in the majority and... understandably so, that they sort of believe that people who aren't Christians can't possibly be doing the right thing. Where's their moral code if they're not Christians?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jews, they can kind of accept them. They're pretty enmeshed in the culture. Now, Muslims?
No way.
They haven't had a lot of good PR recently. Like, possibly prior to 9/11, people could have believed that Muslims had a code. But what about, like, agnostics and atheists?
I'm an atheist.
As am I.
And I am not. I'm a practicer of religion, so...
What about us?
Well, where do they get their moral code, is what I say most Americans are saying.
I don't see why you need this set of rules.
I agree.
I mean, you, as an atheist, I make my decision as to what's right and what's wrong based on what appears to be right and wrong.
Well, what's
hurting people
so ineptly and ham-fistedly pointing at is natural law. pointed out by our founding fathers as what gives men their rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, they're endowed by their creator is
right.
sort of one of the natural. Is it Thomas Paine or Paine, the 17th century writer, kind of pointed out that natural law's existence, and it's, you know, it's been expounded on since then. But basically, since you're human, you know, you have rights and you understand moral code. There is a moral code and that kind of thing. I'd say that that's what keeps atheists and agnostics following the moral code. I just think that most people, most Christians, and
they don't get it.
They don't get it. It's like, you know,
I think I love being an atheist because and I heard you talking on the phone earlier that you shouldn't talk about it, and I agree you shouldn't. If you're an atheist and you want to avoid getting your ass kicked like the guy we talked about last hour, who wasn't an atheist by the way, but he kept throwing his different religion in people's faces. And as an atheist, I don't hate other people like this other guy did. I won't get in someone's face and say, I hate you for being a Christian. It's not
yes.
true. I respect your choice to have a religion, and that's your business. And if you want to go to, if you want to get up early on Sundays and go to church, that's totally your thing.
So now, this is the first time I've ever heard you say you're an atheist, and we've been on the air together for about 3 years.
I've said it several times.
No. You've always said, I don't know.
No, I never said that.
No,
what?
I can agree with Ian. He has confirmed his atheism. On the air.
I've been an out atheist since I was 16 years old.
No, not so. Incorrect. Okay.
I will make the qualifying statement that if Jesus was to come down from the heavens and split the sky and blah, 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 and somehow there was some sort of irrefutable, no doubt about it proof that there was some sort of God, then I would say, okay, there's a God. Still won't worship it. That's what I've said. So I'll admit to the possibility that there might be some sort of higher being. I also believe there might be higher beings out there. I think I can still be an atheist and admit to the fact that we're on Earth in a universe, and in the universe there could be some sort of more advanced species
atheist
out there.
Means you believe, do not believe in God. And you
that
are
means
not
I
sure
don't
about
believe
creationism.
In a singular creating God. Absolutely. I don't believe in
but
God.
But you said you don't know about creation.
Huh?
You said you don't know about creation, whether creation or evolution is the answer.
Okay, I could subscribe to the idea that we're all in some sort of big Sims simulation, like some super being has this Sims simulation.
That super being would be a god.
Yes. But I don't believe in that. You see what I'm saying? I don't believe in that. Since I don't believe in that, that makes me an atheist.
But would you
say... It's taking agnosticism to it at too much of an extent. Go ahead.
Right. Would you agree... Would you say that perhaps there's a chance there's something out there that... governs our actions or
no.
whatnot.
No, absolutely not. That you're talking about like predestination, predetermination, that sort of thing?
No, just anything.
Well, governing our actions would be like controlling them, right?
Or a creator or something to that effect.
No, I think there's like a 0.0001% chance of that being. But I mean you as an atheist, Jason, mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you admit that there's a chance that somewhere in the galaxy or the universe there's a higher being? Whether they are created us or not, I can't say. How could anyone say how the human race started or how... I mean, nobody knows for sure, and no one ever will know for sure.
Well, there is a lot of science on the side of evolution.
There's plenty of science there, but there's also, you know, people don't know how it all started. Was it the Big Bang? Was it... There's, like, different theories as to how it all got its start. And, you know, no one's ever going to know for sure. We got the things happening.
Ceiling tiles
falling off. Anyway... So I want to know what your answer, though, is to Manwich's earlier question of how do you get a moral code, Jason, as an atheist?
I think it's just, as an atheist, well, I don't know. I was raised Roman Catholic, so...
I was raised Presbyterian Christian.
So I wouldn't know how it is for someone who's actually raised atheist.
Mm. Very few of those people out there.
Yeah,
if you've got a comment, atheists, if you're out there listening, how do you get your moral code? Christians, do you believe that an atheist could have a moral code? Do you think we're just making stuff up here? Go ahead and call in. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. There's no religious requirement to get on the air on this show. Anybody can call about anything. You can even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And somehow we've stumbled into a theoretical, theistic, godly sort of conversation. What's a better word for that? Not theist? No.
Theological.
That's the word. Philosophical. And if we're too high-end for you, call in and bring us back down. You know, we'll talk about hamburgers, too. I mean, we don't care on this show.
Yeah.
Anything sure. Anything goes, okay? 1-800-259-9231. But really, you asked a question, Manwich, last hour. Well, how is it that atheists get their moral compass or their moral code? Wasn't that basically your question?
Well, no, that wasn't my question at all.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, if you thought that I was asking that question, you weren't listening to me at all. What I was saying was that... I was quoting George Bush.
You said that other people asked that question.
I think that, yes, from this thing.
I remember that damn question being asked.
Here's George Bush's quote. I don't know how anyone can do this job, referring to the presidency of the United States of America,
right,
without serving the Lord. And, you know,
well, I wonder
he's a religious guy, and it just it seems to me that there's this pomposity on the side of, especially Christians in this country, because they're the majority, and it's easy to be pompous when you're the majority.
Wait till you hear this other quote that
but,
I've got.
This pomposity on the side of Christians, and I'm not saying that I'm not one. I mean, I have my religious beliefs, and I don't think that there's no way in my mind that there's no God. But
got it.
I don't believe for a moment that people that don't believe in a God have anything less, any less than I am. You know, I mean, their moral compass doesn't come from the God that I have created a moral compass in everybody.
Okay.
Okay? So to think that somebody couldn't do the job without serving the Lord is that kind of religious pomposity that it irks me. You know, it's what separates people. That's what drives the stake between Christians and non-Christians. It's not what brings us together in one country, the United States.
Sure.
It's, you know, the divided states. That's what they were talking about in the Edwards-Kerry campaign when they were talking about the divided America, two Americas. George Bush's, and in this particular case, and I'm not a Bush basher by any stretch of the imagination.
I think.
Well, you bash everybody.
I bash everybody, though. Right. Yeah.
I'm no more a Bush basher than I am a Kerry basher.
Okay.
How's that?
Right. It's the same way of saying I bash everybody.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity bashers.
Exactly.
I support some of the things he's done in office.
If you're a scumbag, wait a minute. What do you support?
I support that he's lowered taxes.
He may have given you a $300 tax rebate, but taxes aren't lower. We won't get into that, though. I was going to ask something about religion, but I've forgotten what it was. So, Jason, comments?
Well, I think it's a common belief held by Christians, I think Christians in particular, that if you are an atheist, then you are just you're wallowing in hedonism. There's you have no boundaries, and you pretty much do whatever you want.
And I can tell you from experience, Jason's morals are better than mine. Like
really,
like he's just got a better moral compass than I have.
But now, what's wrong with hedonism?
Well,
I mean, the definition of hedonism is if it feels good, do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's wrong with it?
Sure. Nothing. I'm not saying anything's wrong with
it.
Okay, I'm anti-religious in a lot of ways.
So then it would be true to accuse me possibly of wallowing in hedonism because I am an admitted hedonist.
Sure.
No.
Does that mean I'm not moral?
You're by no stretch of the imagination hedonist, my friend.
I like things that feel good, and I will do them. I like sex. I like to eat. I've done some illegal things in the past.
Dude, you barely walk out of the house. How can you be a hedonist?
Okay.
You don't stay up late. You're not a hedonist.
I think you need to be involved in at least one orgy to be considered a hedonist.
I'm not interested in that, though. Well, that doesn't necessarily equate more pleasure. I don't think that... Okay, fine. To be a hedonist means that it feels good, do it. So for some people, it feels good to be in an orgy. For me, not interested. Like
okay.
For me, 10 minutes... is enough.
Oh, jeez.
That's enough.
Oh, that sucks.
I got no interest in going, like, all... I don't understand people who say they like to go all night long. Give me my 10 minutes. Let me get the job done. Let's go to bed. Okay, that's it. That's how I am. But that's still... Yeah, it still feels good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you can always get the generic product, but if you can afford the better product, why not pay for it?
What?
I don't even know what you're referring to now.
Okay. Never mind, then.
All right. So, okay, I'm not the most hedonistic of hedonists, I guess.
No, but. I think you could say you're a nihilist.
Now, tell me the quote that you had.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. He says, I think that people attack me because they're fearful that I will then say that you're not equally as patriotic if you're not a religious person. I've never said that. I've never acted like that. I think that's just the way it is.
Then,
he just said he didn't say those things and then went ahead and said it. Do you get that? I'll read it again.
Well, I do get it.
You get it.
But he has a tendency to say things he doesn't mean exactly. Like the words don't come out.
Well, because he's a rube. he's an inbred moron.
I disagree with both of those things. I mean, it's just. But sometimes people have trouble communicating. I mean,
I think you disagree with that because you don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe that the president of the United States is an idiot.
I don't want to believe that you could have bought the Harvard and Yale education that he got. he got, you know, graduating at the tops of his class in both cases.
Why couldn't you buy it? And everything's for sale.
I hate to believe that that would be.
God, why can't he speak English?
Is it so hard to believe, though?
That doesn't mean that he can't communicate in other fashions.
If you can't speak English, how the hell do you graduate from Harvard and Yale?
Do you have to give speeches to get in and out?
No, I understand that you can get nervous in front of cameras and everything, but it only takes a matter of practice to get over that. John Stossel used to stutter on the air.
Yeah?
Why don't we forget the Rube stuff and go on with the comment?
Fine. So basically, he does say that he basically says here that I don't think you're patriotic, as equally as patriotic as if you believe in God.
I think that's so, and I think it shows through. I don't think you can hide what you believe about someone. But I don't think you can hide that stuff, not over any period of time.
He believes he's better than everyone. He's better than atheists and agnostics.
Yes.
He believes he's
Christians
more patriotic.
Believe that, and they're not bringing the country together.
The
fact is, Christianity shrinking in this country. It's getting smaller.
That's interesting. I believe, actually, I saw a statistic from Britain, Great Britain, that says that only 44% of people in Great Britain believe in God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, is that the Christian God or the Judeo-Christian?
It was just like a little article that just cited a statistic. There weren't any more statistics behind it. There weren't any more from the poll. So that's all I can relate. But his father, George Bush Sr.
Yes.
He said something similar to this, but a little bit more direct. He actually
said...
When
he said that country music is the window to the American soul?
No, I don't remember that quote, but he actually said that you can't be you're not a patriot if you're an atheist.
Yeah, he did say something like that.
Yeah.
Or that American families ought to be
They just don't understand, you know? And if folks were a little more educated on American history, they would understand that this natural law concept is integral to our founding documents.
Mm-hmm.
It's integral to our founding fathers. Benjamin Franklin was not a Christian. He was a deist.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson,
deist.
Not a Christian. Deist. That is the philosophy of a deist, that natural law. And it's so snobbish.
It absolutely
And it doesn't
is.
Help anybody.
Not only that, it could really hurt. I mean, if George Bush, we know where we're going in this country. We've got the police state upon us. And if it gets worse, then they might just decide that those atheists aren't patriots. Let's lock them into prison camps. 1-800-25, you think I'm exaggerating?
Absolutely not.
There are people who call these airwaves and suggested we put Muslim Americans in prison camps.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-259-9231, that is un-American.
And what about those guys in Guantanamo?
This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ford's Model T, Seinfeld's Saab, and even the Batmobile can't hold a candle to a dune buggy that's truly out of this world. When we come back, I'll interview the man who knows all about it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Bobby Likas here with a man on the moon. Man,
tell us about that famous dune buggy.
Well, thanks, Bobby. Yes, Rover, short for Lunar Roving Vehicle, made quite an impression here on the moon. The astronauts used it to explore our surface and collect rocks.
Did they get any speeding tickets?
Oh, no. The rover had a sophisticated computer. Its power source was just a couple of 36-volt batteries, so top speed was only 8 miles an hour. And there was no need to worry about flats. Rover's wire-meshed wheels were treaded with titanium.
Wow! Sounds like Rover was one far-out ride. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number 3 of the show, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. 6 days a week, everybody.
Hooray.
It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hi, everybody. Tune in 6 nights a week of Free Talk Live.
All right. Woo! Oh, yeah, 800-259-9231. We're not one of those shows, not a puker. But we have some pukers who compete with us on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We have a Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we also, again, have our Monday through Friday show from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we want to be on your local station. If you're listening to this show on the Internet, we have a lot of Internet listeners, actually worldwide. We also have C-band listeners. If you guys are listening and you want to do this show a major favor, and do yourselves a favor, call your local talk stations. Talk to the program director. Tell them that you want to hear Free Talk Live. And you never know. They might add us. They at least will probably check into it. And then, who knows? Things can happen. This is Ian here with you. Did I already do that?
Yeah, we did.
I was just so distraught. I mean, we have such good conversations. I had to stop. I had to put a stop to the conversation during the break.
With Jason's here especially, I think we have the best conversations during the break.
Yeah, I had to say, stop. We need to talk about this on the air. So I think we're kind of done with the whole atheist thing. Yeah, we get a lot of disrespect from some Christians. Some Christians respect us, though. And I think that's the most important thing to do if you're an atheist, is to keep quiet about it. Because you're not going to make any friends, especially in the Christian world, by advertising yourself as an atheist when you first meet somebody.
Certainly not.
So you meet somebody, stay the hell away from the religion topic. Talk politics if you want to, but don't talk about religion. Let them get to know you. Let them get to know you as a regular human being who has opinions and morals and, you know, good beliefs that they would make the assumption that you're a Christian because you're such a good person. And then once they finally ask you the question, what do you do Sunday morning? What church do you go to? I don't go to church. I'm an atheist.
I go to the Church of Halo and Knights of the Old Republic.
I go to the Church of Sleeping In. So that way you've created this image of yourself as a good person, and then you're going to be someone they know who's an atheist that's a good person, and it's going to reflect well on the rest of the atheists of the world.
I certainly
don't. Good PR.
Yeah, we do. Even as a religious guy, I don't make it to church every Sunday. I'll be clear. I will be making it this Saturday, Saturday the 29th, though.
Because?
I'm getting married.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. You are getting married.
Yeah. So what do we got next, Jason?
Yes. Well, during the break, which is what Ian was just talking about, I had said, had you guys heard, Saddam Hussein has not been granted the right of speaking with his attorney.
Of course not. He's an enemy combatant. Well, there's a hell of a term. Enemy combatant. What is that? That's not a term that was in the government before 9/11.
True.
As a matter of fact, It's nowhere in the law. And, you know, it's a code word for, we're going to violate this person's rights. His inalienable rights.
Well, he don't have no rights, man, which he's an engine. He don't have no rights like Americans.
See, that's the problem. That's the party line here that really, really irks me.
And, you know, I've been listening to all the Republican talking heads, Fox News and Sean, you know, idiot. And even my favorite guy, the guy I have some respect for, the godfather of it all, the poster child for responsible drug use, Rush Limbaugh. He even said, you know, well, it's outside the U.S. How in the world are we going to afford the protections of the Constitution to people that aren't citizens of the United States of America?
That proves that he's a racist.
Well, it's not even just racist. It's even if he's not racist in the sense that it's stupid, okay? Because the Declaration of Independence, which I realize is not a binding document, but it is one of the founding documents that on which our government is founded, says that men are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Doesn't that sound like every man's been endowed by their creator? It doesn't matter that, you know, that they've been endowed by their citizenship in the United States.
They're less of a man. They're not real men over there. They're brown.
Sorry.
They kill people.
Sorry.
They don't believe
in
Jesus.
They deserve a trial. They deserve to face their accuser.
You know,
absolutely.
It would seem to me to be the simplest response to somebody like a Rush Limbaugh or somebody who has the opinion that...
But you don't get to respond to them. They just sit there in their little room on the golden EIB microphone
right.
And spout off inanities all day
long. And their phone
long.
Screener is instructed to screen out anti-Rush.
Now, if you disagree
calls.
With us on this show, call right now.
Yes.
And you know what? We promise not to hang up on you.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know what? You'll probably be on the rest of the hour. Because, you know,
if you're entertaining.
If you're good, you could be on.
Sure. When this trial actually happens, the Saddam Hussein trial, if it ever happens,
right.
You know, I hope the American government and the legal system gets made a fool.
But if Jose Padilla is any indication, there will never be a camera allowed in the Saddam Hussein trial.
It will be a real tragedy, because
this is such... A more high-profile case, though.
There's going to be people demanding a public trial on
right.
this one. And if there's anybody who deserves a public trial, it is Saddam Hussein, because he's definitely a man with some stories to tell.
Sure is. Saddam, where'd you get the weapons? From
Donald
you.
Rumsfeld.
I saw the receipts.
Yeah. Look, here's my picture. I shook hands with Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah. I hope he wins his trial.
You know,
I
really do.
Wouldn't that be amazing to
it's
have
been
to
said that he was given the okay, the green light by the Bush administration to go into Kuwait. We won't.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S. envoy to Iraq was, they said, well,
it's not a big story, but there it is. He was
mm-hmm.
told.
Yeah, he asked permission. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free is the number for you to get interactive with us. So Saddam Hussein.
It's so silly getting involved over there anyway. And the thing is we trumped ourselves before we ever walked in, because we made the deal with Turkey so that we could fly our planes over their airspace or something,
yep.
That we would not give the Kurds their own free state. Well, because Turkey, the lower portion of Turkey, they like to oppress their Kurds down there too. Mm-hmm. Poor Kurds, they don't have it.
Oh, they get beat up all over the place.
But if they started a Kurdistan in northern Iraq, well, what are all the Kurds in Turkey going to do? Well, they're going to rush across the border, go to free Turkestan, or they're going to secede, which is probably the bigger problem. Well, we already made the deal that we're not going to cut up Iraq. Well, how did Iraq get there in the first place?
Somebody cut something up.
Some Englishman drew lines in the sand. I mean, look at it. Iraq is all a bunch of straight lines. Under Iraq used to be the, portions of Iraq used to be the great kingdom of Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now there's the Sunnis and the Shiites. But what in the world are we trying to jam the Sunnis and the Shiites together for?
Who knows, dude?
It happens all over the world.
Oh, it is all over the world.
In Europe.
If we would get out of these people's business, things would fraction like they're supposed to.
And things would work out the way they're supposed to.
And you're right, by the way. It is all in Africa. We've got all these tribes. That's the reason for Rwanda, Uganda.
Exactly.
The whole mess is the...
You throw tribes together that have hated each other for centuries.
The Watusis and who the
getting the government out of any situation is always the answer. And, you know, when it comes to people like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity saying, well, we don't have the resources to give give all these rights to these other non-Americans, it would seem the most simple response, the most simple question to ask in response to that would be, wouldn't you want those rights if you weren't an American?
Well, I am an American. I already have the rights.
How can they respond to that?
Nope.
Wouldn't you want the same rights? Wouldn't you want the right to a public trial?
Where's the golden rule here, Sean Hannity, little baby Jesus?
Yeah.
You know, this guy's always espousing Christianity. Doesn't want to respect his neighbor.
They are a bunch of hypocrites, and it's sickening. And that's why we're here. We're the antidote to the rest of talk radio, really. Sure, there's the Air America network, but they're just the same. They're just as venomous and horrible as the Republican shows. They're just the other direction.
And we're not anti-government on the anti-American on this show. We're just anti-government everywhere. We want freedom for everybody.
Freedom is good. And we're going to go to your phone calls. We got Brandon and Lilla calling in. And ladies, your calls come first. So we're going to go to Lilla first. When we come back, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, Collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You know, we're just talking about the Free Talk Live logo.
Yep, the screaming guy.
We got a bone in his hand. And it made me think we should come up with a name for the screaming guy. Maybe we should post something on the bulletin board system asking for some sort of a name. I mean, do we want to just call him the screaming guy from here on out?
I think we should call him Pod 9966.
No.
FS29MTB.
No.
No, that would be doing screaming guy a terrible disservice.
Yes. Hey, it's your show. You take control. Bring up anything, whatever it is that's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got archives. We got much, much more. And our podcast, by the way, now number 9 in the world.
Sweet.
In less than a few days. So we're going to go to Lilla in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live, Lilla.
Hi.
Is it Lilla? Is that how you pronounce it?
No, but that's all right.
Lilla?
I got a question for you.
Please pronounce it correctly for us.
Nola.
Lola?
N-O-L-A.
Nola.
My board operator spelled it L-I-L-L-A, so you have to excuse me. Nola.
That's all right.
What's on your mind?
I want to go back to the atheist thing.
Yes.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
No. Absolutely not.
I do.
Your soul is not eternal.
I don't believe in a soul.
Nor do I.
You've got to be kidding, you guys.
Well, what sort
of
scientific
evidence? You're supposedly Christians and you don't have a soul.
Oh, no. I'm not a Christian. I'm an atheist.
Ian and Jason are atheists. Manwich is a Christian.
Manwich, answer the soul question for Nola.
I do, in fact, believe you have a soul, and I do believe that reincarnation is a
okay,
possibility.
Now, let's talk about the soul, then.
Uh-huh.
The soul has a body. That's you, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right.
Allegedly.
There's no proof of it.
You're not sure who you are?
I'm absolutely sure of who I am, but there's no proof that there's anyone has a soul. How do you qualify that?
Do you have a higher self?
Huh?
I am myself.
Do you have intuition?
I'm nobody else.
Do you have intuition? How egotistical of you.
Yeah, I guess
now
it
you're
is.
Signing. Nola, that's not fair, and that's the kind of thing that I say that the Christians are separating themselves.
Now wait just a minute.
I'm waiting.
To aspire to having a soul is not necessarily Christian.
All
I don't
I'm saying
think
is, you said, how dare you?
They deleted the reincarnation from the Bible, didn't they?
I have no idea.
I wasn't there when they deleted it.
Well, take your word for it, Nola.
There are certainly what she's referring to is the Dead Sea Scrolls, and that there was there's certainly a sect of Christianity along with the Nestorian Christians that believed in all kinds of things that were different than
okay.
Christianity.
All right.
That's what she's referring
well,
to.
Well, the scrolls were found in what, like 1947?
I can't. It just seems to me unreal that you can sit there and say that you don't have a soul. I don't believe that.
Well show me a soul.
Yeah, what sort of scientific evidence do you have?
I can't show you wind either.
Lila, you can show us wind by putting something in it. Nola, you can show us wind by putting something in it and demonstrating that it exists. You can throw things into the wind and it will blow around, and there's scientific evidence that there are jet streams and wind, and in fact we can even measure how fast it goes. There's nothing measurable, nothing at all scientific about a soul.
How about animals? Do they have souls?
You better believe it.
Ants?
You better believe it.
Goldfish?
Wow. Don't you...
So these,
how about these creatures? How about parasites, viruses, the AIDS virus? Does it have a soul?
Well, what do you call the spirit of life, then? What do you call when a person dies? What exactly happens to them?
They rot.
When a person ceases to live, what has happened to them? Why do they cease to live?
Because the blood can't get to, the blood is no longer carrying oxygen to the brain. The brain dies, the person dies.
That is the cause of death for anybody who has ever died.
Yeah, but...
The brain can't fire its little synapses anymore and make connections. The synapses firing in your brain are what gives you your personality and who
you
are.
So
you
think life is completely a chemical reaction?
Absolutely.
God, you guys are sick. Okay,
well, I don't think that makes sickness. It's just a belief. No,
I think
just
you're
like
sick for calling me sick.
I don't see how you could live without intuition, without an inner self, without an idea of where you're going. And you could sit there and just
I know
say,
exactly where I'm going. I'm moving to New Hampshire within a matter of years, and I'm going to have a nationally syndicated talk radio show that's even more successful than it is today.
Right. And on the other side of the coin, we don't know how you can live inside your Jesus bubble with your Jesus
I don't have a Jesus
on.
Bubble. I have a reincarnation bubble.
You believe in reincarnation. You believe in the soul. You believe in all these things you believe in because you were told that they exist. There's no evidence of it.
No, I was not told they all exist. I knew that they existed.
So if you were born without a religion, if Nola's mom and dad didn't have any religion whatsoever and didn't try to inculcate or deliver a religion to you, then you would have just discovered on your own that you have these things, and you would know that there was reincarnation because it's just intrinsic. Is that right?
Right.
I was going to do that.
I am a very, very devout atheist. Because I believe...
You're a devout atheist.
You better believe it.
And you believe in reincarnation?
Right. I believe I have a soul. I believe the soul has a body. That's me.
I'll tell you what, Nola, you fooled me. I thought you were a devout Christian.
You got to be kidding. I don't believe in all that.
You're an atheist that believes in reincarnation and a soul.
Now listen.
Now wait, were you an atheist in your past lives?
Funny, huh?
We're listening, Nola.
I don't know. I have to be an atheist.
We're listening.
Okay, go ahead.
I have to be an atheist.
I just want to know, first off, about some past lives. Did you do anything exciting?
I don't know.
You don't know?
See, not even atheists get along with, not even atheists agree with one another. But, Nola, I'm going to give you a chance to wrap up your thoughts because we got other people waiting.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Any final words?
No, you're okay. Too sick.
Thanks for the call. All right, 1-800-259. I would expect behavior like that from a fundamentalist Christian, but not a thinking atheist.
See, now there's your preconception about fundamental Christianity.
I think fundamentalist Christians absolutely can lump into a category. I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about the ones that get in your face about it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And hey, Nola, we'd love to have you on the Shrine of Female Listeners. You're still qualified.
I agree.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cubes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We're going to try and squeeze in as much content into these last few moments as possible. And you can literally take control, bring up anything, even change the topic. We just got off the phone with Nola. And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man,
you can log on at freetalklive.com. We got off the phone with Nola, and we were getting into it like, I think she attacked first, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she attack first? Because I would have had a nice, courteous conversation, but she leveled a few insults at myself and Jason.
Well, no, it was tonal.
We're sick.
It was tonal.
No, she said we're sick.
That's true.
And then she revealed that she's an atheist who believes in reincarnation and the soul.
She obviously does not understand the definition of an atheist.
And she also believes, well, these are the reincarnation and the soul are two concepts that were brought to us by organized religion or by religion in general. And I asked her the question of, well, if you were raised with no religion, would you ever know that there was such a thing as a soul? Would you have a concept of what reincarnation is? And she said absolutely.
Hey,
she
this
would.
Is Brandon's show.
That's right. We're going to Brandon. I just wanted to wrap up that particular conversation. Thanks.
It was wrapped up.
Thanks. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I just hope you have a good day. I'm a fundamentalist Christian, and whether you want to believe in the Lord or not, I'd love for you to, but I'm not going to beat you in the head with a metal rod if you don't.
Well, you're a real Christian, Brandon. You're a real Christian, Brandon, who respects other people's beliefs, and if I want to come over to your side, you'll welcome me, you'll accept me, but you'll still accept me otherwise.
You're right, I will.
I respect Christians like that. I respect Christians that have respect for other people.
And well, something I was just thinking about the other day is with Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh all going out on this thing saying brown people shouldn't have trials and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, Jesus was, okay, he was taken by the police from the garden, thrown in front of Pilate. Okay, this is exactly what they're doing right now. And this is exactly what Hannity's advocating.
And Jesus was brown.
He was brown.
So wait a minute. This is brilliant. This is a stroke of brilliance, Brandon. You've realized that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and the rest of them are actually advocating that we throw Jesus in a gulag.
Exactly. They're advocating the exact same thing that happened to Jesus.
Yeah.
They didn't give Jesus a fair trial.
That's amazing.
Man, I wish I had a prize to send you, man.
Talk this about is, a revelation.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'll send you an autographed copy of my book. But I don't have
this
one.
This is the best call of the week, man.
We'll give you a premium membership to the Free Talk Live website.
All right.
But free. They're all free.
Yeah. And they just threw him in front of the mob. The mob said, yeah, let's get him in there. He's brown, and we just don't like him. And so they hung him on a cross.
He talks funny talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can easily equate that to what's happening now. And it just drives me nuts to see that Hannity, Mr. Christian,
well,
and whatnot,
you see,
is just...
Brandon, you see, apparently in the Ten Commandments, they didn't include the whole commandment of thou shalt not lock your fellow innocent man into a gulag somewhere. So as far as they're all concerned, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's beyond me. I just don't know.
Thank you for
Brandon,
brilliant call. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for understanding. We appreciate your calls always. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control tomorrow night from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll be here with you yet again. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com and the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, and much, much more, all there on the house, freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Yes, we...
If you're tired of...